Now, as we have promised before, in a special case when the weighting function is the inverse of the transfer function, in this case we call it relative error approximation, we can actually get nice bound of the approximation error using the frequency weighted balanced truncation. Alternatively, actually, we can also consider a problem where the weighting function is the inverse of the reduced order model, which of course is not known. And in this case, we call this a multiplicative model reduction problem. It turns out, in this case, actually, the result we obtained for relative error actually also applies to the multiplicative error. What I'm saying is that if we do a model reduction using balanced truncation for weighted frequency weighted balanced truncation for the relative error, actually we can also bound the error for the multiplicative error. It doesn't mean the error is the same, but we can also get the actually the same bound. So actually we got the two results there at the same time. Now, to start with, we can assume that the transfer function is a special form where the transfer function, first of all, is square because otherwise it won't be invertible. And not only that, we assume that it's stable and the minimum phase. And furthermore, the constant term is invertible, that is now singular. Now, this may look very strange because very, very few transfer functions may look like they will satisfy these properties, but it turns out in some control reduction and model reduction problems where I'm not going to go into too detail here, but there are several papers in reference that are actually using this technique to do the control reduction where, for example, there's certain type of LQG controllers. If you write in a Cochran factor form, actually it turns out that the transfer matrix is indeed non-singular and a minimum phase. So actually it's actually a very, very useful result, and even though it seems to be very restrictive. So in this case, if we assume that it's the minimum phase and stable and D is non-singular, then we of course can obtain the weighting function as the inverse of the transfer function. We can take the inverse right away, and now we can apply the previous frequency weighted balanced truncation to this problem. And indeed, we're going to show in the next page that we actually can obtain very nice result and error bound on the approximation.